pressing onward?
Yes, you are right there. Lord bless you.
But you know we can press harder. We can do more, Brother Greg.
Yes.
We can work harder, Brother Lon, than what we're doing.
Oh, yes.
We can do more for the Lord, Brother Larry, than what we're doing. You mean that God wants you to work for Him,
yep.
Brother Jim?
He's right there.
He wants you to put out your best.
You got.
He wants you to put the best that you've got for. He won't accept anything other than your best. Brother Greg, you offer Him this and you offer Him that. I did when I was trying to get saved. I offered Him everything. But until I come to offer Him my heart and give it to Him, He wouldn't take it. Everything else wasn't good enough, Brother Larry. But when I give Him my heart, Brother Lon, my whole heart, with the heart man believeth, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now I hear a lot of people saying they believe with their heads, and they believe this and they believe that, Brother Herschel. I did all of my life. You did too. I believe there was a God. I believe there was a higher power, Brother Curl, than what there is that I can see with these natural eyes. I believe that, Brother Jim, because I was taught that. I believe that. But there's a great difference in believing that and believing in your heart, brethren. There's a great difference in that. There's a difference in daylight and dark in believing that, sissy, that God today, an almighty God, that let His Son come down here, Brother Greg, and die for us, brethren. Somebody said He didn't die for us, but He did. He made a way, Brother Jim, for all that would want to believe in Him and repent and be born again could go to heaven, brethren. I believe that beyond a shadow of a doubt. Somebody said, well, Brother Terry, did He just die for the people in Eastern Kentucky? No, brother. Today He did not die just for the old regular Baptist. Brother Jim, He died today to make a way for all that would believe upon Him. Brother John, now you all pray just for a few minutes of time. I'd like to be like it was last night. But it may not be that way. But I hope and pray just for a few minutes of time that God will come my way. Brother Jim, and bless me to preach today. And I want you to understand that yesterday, brethren, every man and every woman today that comes. Now we often preach, Brother Greg, now pray. Today we often preach like this. The age of accountability. The Bible don't exactly say that way, Brother Jim, or I've never found it that way. Today I want you to understand today, Brother John, if God will, I'm willing. But if He don't, I can't. That's just the way it is. Today, and I want you to understand. Brother Terry, do you love to preach? Yes, I do. Brother Jim, I wouldn't deny it for no man. And today, Brother Herschel, but I hate trying it. And today, it's miserable. It don't even taste good, Brother Jim. And today, I want you to understand, Brother Mac, when the words come. And today, and you can't stop them, Brother Jim, it's all right then. And today, yesterday, when the Lord comes again. Somebody said, you mean He's coming again. And today, Brother Jim, the Bible read it down and I believe it. And today, I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt, Brother Jim, that the Lord is coming back again today. And I want you to understand today, Brother Curl, what's He coming for today? And today, I know this, Brother Greg, today. Today, Brother Lon, I know He's coming for one thing and one thing only. And today, what's He coming for? And today, He's coming for His children, brethren. And Brother Jim, and what's He going to do with them? And today, today, He said, in my Father's house, brethren, are many mansions. Today, if it were not so, I would have told you. And today, but I want you to understand today that He's coming for His people, Brother Greg, and He's going to take them home, brethren. And today, with a lay. I want you to know that Jesus loves you today and today. And I want you to understand today. He said, no greater love than any man have than he lay down his life for his friend today. And he said like this, Brother Herschel, today. He said, you are my friend if you do whatsoever today that I've commanded you to do today. And what did he command every word of man to do? Today, Brother Lonnie, he commanded everywhere for all men to repent today. And I want you to understand, Brother Herschel, today, give me Jesus, Brother Greg, and the world can go by today, Brother Lon. Here's the man, Brother Lon, that'll come to you whenever you need him, brother, today. And I want you to understand today, and a woman, a little woman at the well, Brother Jim, when she went away into the city, Brother Lon, she had something to tell, Brother John. Today, what did she say, Brother Jim? Today, she said, come and see a man today that told me all things that I ever done. Is this not the Son of the Living God, Brother Herschel? Today. Oh, so give me Jesus and let the world go by, brother, today. But I'm going to tell you something, Brother Greg. It makes living in this world better with him, Brother Curl, today. If you didn't have him, Brother Greg, how could you make it today? Brother John, how could you get along, Brother Lon, today? I mean, you know what? He makes my life sweeter today, Brother Larry. Today, here's a man today that come to this world, Brother Herschel. He wasn't guilty of nothing, Brother Jim, today. He hadn't done no wrong today. Sister Judy, they spit up on him today. They took the cat of nine tails, Brother Curl, and they whipped him, Brother Greg. They done everything they could do to him, Brother Lon, but they couldn't take his life, Brother Lonnie, today, because he told them one time, Brother Lon, he said, my time is not yet today, Brother Cecil, but your time is always today. Oh, today, oh, so come and let us go today. Where will we go, Brother Herschel, today? Let's go up to the potter's house today, Brother Jim. Are you still on the wheel today? Yes, you are, my brethren, today. Come and let us go to the potter's house, Brother Greg. He'll put us on the wheel today. He'll turn us and turn us and mold us and mold us, Brother Larry, today. He'll keep on molding us until our breath leaves our body, Brother John. Oh, today, and like my brother, about noon yesterday, when he called, Brother Herschel, he said, now it's time to go today. I seen him hold his hands up, Mom, and say, Lord, come and get me. I'm in pain. I'm in misery, Brother Mag. I want to go home, Brother Greg, today. And about noon yesterday, Brother Larry, he reached out his hand for him, and I believe he took a hold of it, Brother Greg, and he got to go home today, Brother John. Oh, my life is over here. I want you to know that it's just beginning, Brother Jim. It's not the end of me today. It's not the end of you, Brother Lonnie. Brother John, it's not the end of you today. It's just the very beginning, Brother Gray, today. Oh, today, are you ready to go? Are you answering the call today? Are you ready to go today? Oh, yes, I'm ready to go today. Oh, but I hate to go and leave my family. That's nature, Brother Jim, today. But just over the river, there's a mansion for me, Brother Herschel. Oh, today, just over the river. Over the river today, there's peace, there's joy, and there's life everlasting, Brother Herschel, today. And somebody said, Brother Terry, can you see across the river today? And sometimes I can, Brother Curl. And by my faith, I can see across the river, Brother Greg, today. But I want you to know there's going to be a time that I'm going to look across the river today. And he's going to say, it's time to come on a crawl, Brother Cecil. Oh, today, if he call your name today and say it's time to come, would you be ready to go today? Would you be ready to go, Brother Jim? Yes, you are today. And I want you to understand today. Oh, Brother John, today, what would you give? Oh, what would you give to have that peace today? I give everything that I had, Brother. And Brother Greg, oh, today I've given my life to him, Brother Cecil. He owns my life, Brother, and I want you to understand it's a better life now than I had before, Brother John. And today, he's the greatest thing that ever happened to this world, Brother Jim. And today, and I want you to know, my brethren, yes, that I believe God knew all things. And today, but here's what the Bible said, Brother Jim, and we know man has ever known his mind or been his counselor, brethren. It's not for us to pretend what God knowed and didn't know. We know he knowed everything and today, but we're not supposed to give him orders, Brother Jim, and you don't do that, I know, and today, but I want you to know and today, and now we're not going to take much more time, Brother Greg, but I want you to know that I love you, Brother Lon, and today, and I love you, Brother Larry, and today, but I'm working for a man, Brother Coy, that pays me real well, Brother Greg, and today, and I want you to know, sometime after midnight hour, Brother Lonnie, he'll come into my room, Brother Herschel, and you know what, sometimes I'll raise from my bed, Brother Jim, and I'll look down, Sissy, and I'll see him sitting there, and he said, I just come to visit a little while, and today, I want you to know, Brother Jim, I say sometimes to him, can't I go on with you now, and today, oh, Brother Gray, he'll say it's not time yet, there's more work to do, there's more word to spread, today, and I want you to understand, honey, sometimes I know you don't know he's in the room, you're asleep, but I know he's there, Brother Jim, sometime at 3 o'clock in the morning, Brother Larry, he'll make his presence known. And today, I'll lay there in my bed, Sissy, and I'll cry, and I'll beg, and I'll say, Lord, my little son that ain't made it right, God, would you go to him today? Oh, today, would you go to Brother Lonnie's children? Would you go to mine today? I know he'll go, Brother Jim, but where they'll take heed or not is another thing about it, Brother Greg, today, Brother Larry, but here's what I'm going to tell you today. I'm happy to have you as one of our brethren in the church today, but I want to tell you something today. Just keep on marching on today. Keep on climbing upward, Brother John. The top is in view, Brother Greg. Oh, today, oh, Brother Corbin, and when I get to the top of the mountain, I'm going to go across one day, and I ain't never coming back, Brother Lon, today, and I want you to understand, today, yes, today, oh, my little flock, today, my little flock, today, oh, what do I do with my little flock, today, what will I do with my little flock, Brother Cecil? I'll call unto them, Brother Greg, and I'll call unto them, and they'll hear my voice, Brother, And you know what they'll do, Brother Larry? They'll follow after me today. But here's the sweet thing, Brother Greg. He's got 100 of them, Brother. And you know what? If one would go astray, what would he do, Sister Lorraine? And today he'd leave the 99, would he not? And Sister Joan, you know what he would do? He'd go find that one that went away today. And Brother, and you know what, Larry? Brother Larry, what'd he do today? He'd take that one sissy and he'd pick it up, Brother Mag. And what would he do, Brother Greg? He'd put it up on him and he'd carry it today. Oh, today, that's what he done for me, Brother Herschel. He picked me up and carried me back into the fold today. And I want you to understand, oh, Brother Lonnie, Brother Lonnie, and today, I know that mine and your days are growing short. We can't stay here forever. Oh, but it's been a pleasure to be with you these years, Brother Greg. It's been a pleasure to be around you, Brother John, today. Oh, but when we're dead and gone, Brother John, oh, let them say, Brother Jim, that we stood for the Word. And today, let us tell them, oh, how good it's been to be a member of the church. And today, oh, yeah. Oh, all these years, Brother Jim, that I've been a member of the church, I've never regretted one moment of it, Brother John. And today, oh, today, if you're out there and God saved your soul, oh, come on home. Come on home. And today, come on home. And today, you're such a sissy. And a few years ago, we get to go to the water. And today, I want you to know, I'd like to go to the water today, Brother John. I'd like to go and take one down. And as they say, they've been born again. And I take them to the water, Brother John. Oh, today, I'll let everything that have breath, Brother Curl, praise the Lord, Brother. I give Him glory. I give Him honor. I give Him praise, Brother. He deserves it every bit, Brother Jim. He deserves it all. He deserves everything.
Everything. All honor.
Somebody said, well, I worked it out and I deserve it. No, you don't, brethren.
It's His grace.
Brother Greg, impossible. It's impossible to get God in debt to you. Is that right, Brother Jim?
Yeah, buddy.
God ain't in debt to none of us, brethren.
His mercy.
People said, God owes me. God don't owe you nothing, brethren. We owe it all to Him. We owe it every bit to Him, Brother Larry. God. It's what we owe everything to us. We owe Him our very lives. Brother Jim, people said, we don't owe Him our lives. Who gave you your breath, Brother Jim?
Hey God.
God give Him your breath, and you live. And He takes it. And what happens, sissy? You die. Here sits a sister that said, they told her if she didn't have open heart surgery, she wouldn't have long to live. She said, so be it. So be it. I'm ready to go. Here sits mother, took all the chemo. We're going to quit. Took all the chemo they wanted her to take. And then they wanted her to take radiation. She said, no, I've quit. I'm not doing no more. Well, Miss Bynch, you'll be dead in 6 months. So be it. 8 or 9 years, she's still going. See? God is the only one that has control of death and life.
There you go, brother.
Now, I'm not telling you not to go to a doctor. I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you today that doctors will say this and they'll say that. I'll give you 6 months. They can't give you nothing. They can't give you nothing. They give you an educated guess, Brother Lonnie, of how long you're going to live. That's what they give you, an educated guess. But Brother Greg, if they would tell me I had 6 months, surely I'd worry. I'd be concerned. But then if I had enough spiritual things filling me at that time, I'd turn around and tell them, well, there's somebody that you don't see that's already got eternal life. Already got it.
That's all right, brother.
The man on the inside's already got it, my brother. The Bible says to know God. I didn't write it, Brother Jim. The Bible says to know God is what? Is eternal life.
Brother Greg. So may God bless you, and I quit. Church doors is open for receiving members by experience and baptism. I've tried to take a lot of instruction, Brother Lon, and still I fail. But we're all guilty of standing here when the Spirit leads you. It's time to quit. So the Spirit's gone. It's time to quit, Brother Greg. That's where it is.